Thanks, Kara. Hey, Brian, this is Gail. How are you this afternoon?
I'm good, Gail. How are you?
Good, good. Thanks for asking. So it sounds like you and Tara were chatting about the first page listing that opens up for us this morning on Google. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, perfect. So what I'll do is I'll walk you through how everything works, answer any questions you have, get pricing for you, and then if the plan makes sense for you and it makes sense for us, then we'll move forward and get you set up on that listing today. Fair enough?
Fair enough.
All right. So let me look here. I'm just going to do a little bit of catch-up. I wanted to see what you've got for our online presence so far. And Kara sent me a couple of links.
And I have a 36 bottle of water.
No, do you have any questions so far aside from pricing, Brian?
Yes, yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Take your time. Are you ordering your supper?
I'm checking out at the grocery store.
Oh, buying your supper. What are you making?
Well, actually, I'm not making. I'm going out with my kids in a little bit, but...
Oh, fine.
Just picking up some...
And now you're in Lubbock, Texas, right?
That's right.
Yeah, why they've got you listed here is Arkansas. I'm going to change that in our records. Okay, so I've got you right there. So, now...
Go ahead.
No worries. So, I'm looking, it looks like I'm seeing your website. Yep, that is yours.
I don't have a website.
You don't have a website. Okay, let me double check something here. This looks like the same number to me. Oh, I guess not.
I had one like years ago, but and there's no other audio video innovations in Lubbock.
Weird. Let me look. Oh, I see. It's the same area code, but the rest of the number is different. I actually can't tell where these people are from. Well, it doesn't matter since it's not you.
Okay.
we'll move on. So, now, do you have a Facebook page? Because I'm seeing one of those too. This doesn't look like it would be you, though.
I really don't. Most of my work has been word of mouth. So.
Oh, okay. And how long have you been in, it's been like, what, 25 years, I think, Tara noted you've been in business?
Right. I'd say 22,
okay.
But close enough.
Wow. Wow, awesome. So one of the first things I'm seeing that looks like it is you is an Angie's listing. Is that new or is that an old listing?
It was me, and I just canceled it. Thank you. I signed up and decided not to go with them.
Oh, okay. Mind if I ask why? What?
After doing some more research, I felt like I wasn't gonna, get charged a whole lot more for things that I wasn't gonna get service for.
Your spidey senses would have probably been right there. I hear very similar. I hear very similar quite often, unfortunately. But good news is, good that you got away from them, good that they didn't soak you, and that there's better to be had anyway. One of the nice things about being on the first page of Google is those clicks and calls all go straight to you, so we don't filter them or screen them. We don't sell them to you. And then one of the first things I'll actually do here, Brian, is I'll close off the Lubbock area and for a 50-mile radius around you. And in that 50-mile radius, very strict Google rules, we cannot work with any of your competitors within that 50-mile zone. So all those leads and calls that result from people searching for the services you offer go straight to you, and they're not going out to your competitors. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay, super. And then, let me look here to see. So right now... You must have just kind of been flying under the radar and doing strictly word of mouth all this time then. Because there's nothing about you online. What's that? What was that, Brian? You broke up on me. Brian, can you hear me?
I can now. I'm sorry. I'm not sure what happened. I think it's hard to connect to Bluetooth headphones or something.
Oh, probably. No, no worries. My truck does that to me, too. It drops my call when it tries to do that. So, hey, at least yours didn't completely drop me.
Okay, so the last thing I heard you say was it looks like you flew under the radar or something like that.
Yeah, because there's almost nothing about you online, just that one Angie's link. So, you know, that's actually a good thing. It's one of the things we look for, either nothing negative or nothing at all. One of those two. We like to know that the work we're doing is going to people who can handle the work, who know what they're doing, they're established in business, and clearly you meet all of that criteria. So it definitely makes you a good fit for the listing. Now, how much work would you say you could take in, Brian? A little, a lot, somewhere in between?
Well, I mean, I guess it just depends on what that means. You know, I work primarily in the residential market. I do some commercial work. It's just been my bread and butter. And so, I mean, I could take on, depending on what the job is, whether it's, you know, mounting TVs or doing a complete, you know, home theater installation. Those are completely different jobs. So, you know, mounting a couple TVs, we can do, you know, one or two of those a day. Home theater would be more like, you know, can take up to like a week. So
depends
on how large the job is. But, you know, for the most part, you know, I'd say 3 to 4 jobs a week, if depending on what they are. You know, we could take on some, I don't want to take on like, you know, 20 jobs and not be able
sure.
to.
Sure. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Okay.
But for the
and
most
that
part,
makes.
For the most part in this industry, especially right now, especially after COVID, you know, a lot of people are having to be scheduled 2 to 3 weeks out. I don't often have to do that, but a lot of my competitors do.
Sure. And, you know, that makes sense. Especially people being home-bound more. I think we kind of forgot how to go out and do things over the last couple of years. So people have, you know, turned. Yeah.
I had my best year, the first year of COVID ever.
Wow.
Because
that's awesome.
Doing projects and they were like, hey, let's mount a new TV.
Sure. And not going on a family vacation this year. So let's do a home theater system instead. Yeah.
Now year two.
Good for you.
A different story because so much of the supply of products took a
moment
to get certain items and kind of delays and start. So anyway.
Interesting. Wow. Interesting. Very interesting. I know it's interesting to me to hear how, you know, things flowed for people during the pandemic and then after, and you know, the supply chain, maybe it shouldn't have been a surprise, but it seems like it kind of crept up on everybody. Just all of a sudden there was a.
Right. Yeah. It definitely did, but in a couple of industries, my industry, as well as the car industry, most people don't know this, but a plant that makes semiconductors and all kinds of parts for cars and audio blew up in Japan about a year before COVID hit.
And oh, wow.
2 years, and they supplied almost the entire world with those semiconductors. Oh. And it took them 2 years just to get built. and then another year.
Wow.
So that's why you can't get new cars right now.
Wow. I wondered where the holdup was, but I never knew. That's very interesting. And that all happened before COVID. And I suppose all the COVID shutdowns didn't help the plant get back online any quicker either.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, wow.
So anyway, so that's part of the issue for a lot of industries that are reliant on that type of technology. And, you know, and so it affects a lot of industries. And slowly but surely, it's, you know, I'm just now to the point where a lot of the audio receivers that I previously never had an issue getting, those are finally becoming more available again.
Oh, wow. Wow. So, that took some time, definitely.
been a trying time here, for sure.
Yeah, no kidding. So, Brian, let me grab, being that you've been in business for as long as you have, I'm going to be able to do a legacy business discount for you, which will shave some nice dollars off. So normal retail for the Lubbock area would be $399 a month. But with your legacy discount, we can actually get you in at $199 a month. And then there's a one-time $99 setup fee. It partially covers programming. And then obviously you'll never see that again. It's a one-time. And our monthly rate at that $199 is actually locked in, so you're locked in for life with your discounts. So it's not like it's a promotional offer that's going to go away. It's locked in for you. And we don't lock you into a contract. Frankly, we don't believe in it. We believe in doing our job to earn your business the next month. So we don't lock you into long-term contracts. It is just month to month. And you'll always be at that $199. And I was just, as we were chatting, I pinged my tech department to make sure we had openings. We don't build websites for everybody or anybody. In fact, we never build them for the general public, but we can occasionally build them for our new business partners. So I asked my tech if we had openings, could we perhaps build a website for you? And we can. We do have openings over there. So we can build and host a website for you. There'd be no charge to you. We only do it as a gift to our new partners. But it'll be on a domain, a .com, that works for you, something that you like. And unlike the page you had on Angie's, this is a website that's only you. I mean, it's one you can use in your advertising, and no one else's advertising is on that. And then we'll also put a couple of tools on there to make sure that it's Google compliant and then optimized. Basically everything that Google needs in order to show you up on the first page in that map section when people are searching for any of your services, home theater installation, TV mount. You probably do whole house stereo installs, things like that as well.
Correct. I don't do alarms, but in the state of Texas, you have to have a license for that.
That's a
security license. So I can do it. I just don't advertise to do it.
Gotcha. Okay.
But I definitely don't want that on the website. But so if we come to an agreement here, I mean, if that all sounds good, what's the process of building the website and how, you know, as far as upgrading it and updating, you know, maybe showing different pictures of jobs we've done and, you know, just constantly kind of tweaking it, I guess.
Excellent question. So one of the first things that we'll do is we'll get you set up with an onboarding call with our tech. I should say your tech. They'll go through quality control, make sure that I intook all of your company information correctly, spelling, services, keywords. So they'll do quality control on that. They'll get you into your dashboard, which is an area on our site where you'll be able to log in and see how many clicks and calls you're getting. But in that area, you'll also be able to upload photos for us. So the onboarding call, they'll discuss what you do and don't want on your website. throw around ideas for domain names, things for them to look for. And then we build it. We'll build all the content around it. Definitely we'll want your photos. And if and when and as you need updates made to it, if you want new photos put up, just let us know and we can do that. We don't charge for the maintenance work either. And if you'd like to, you'll have access. You can go in and change things yourself if you want. But otherwise, we do those maintenance bits for you as we go too.
Okay. And let me ask you one other question. And this was
certainly
part of why Angie's List was appealing to me initially until I did more research. But so I am considering relocating to I don't know yet where, but
okay,
somewhere in the South, like Memphis, Tennessee, possibly
okay,
somewhere in Arkansas. So let's just say, you know, I'm here for 3 more months and I
okay,
see how this goes and I gain some business. What is there a way and how hard would it be to, you know, basically put on the website, hey, we've moved to Memphis and, you know, this is our new location. Love for you to reach out to us here. We're no longer servicing Lubbock or something like that.
No trouble at all.
How would that work?
Okay. No trouble at all. There may be a little bit of lag time getting you to reappear on First Page over in Arkansas or Mississippi, or you said Tennessee. Tennessee,
right,
or Arkansas. It may take there'll be a little bit of a delay because we'll be pulling you down from Lubbock and then have to replace you.
But y'all
over
can still serve.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It doesn't really matter where I'm at, I'm assuming.
Exactly. We can move you wherever you move to, and we can just make
as
those updates on the website.
Right, as long as that's showing, yes, this is no longer valid in Lubbock, Texas, or whatever. Okay.
Yep, exactly. No problem. And that's something we can change on your Google Business profile also. And, you know, if you know when you're going to be moving, let us know when you know, and then we can get started on things over there, too, so that there isn't so much of a lag.
Right. Is there a way to, you know, I don't really know. My extended family just moved back to Memphis, and so that's part of the reason I'm considering that. But is there a way to check to see? Surely there's somebody already there that might have that number one slot, you know.
Well, let me look.
Is there a way to check for that?
Yes, I can. Let me just pop it into our system. You said Memphis, right?
Yeah, neither. I'm considering there or Hot Springs, Arkansas,
yeah,
which is a
Memphis,
much smaller
town. So, we do not have anyone in Memphis. And I'm sorry, what was the other town you said?
Hot Springs, Arkansas.
Hot Springs, there we go. Should have remembered that. We have hot springs all around us out here.
Oh, yeah?
And
where y'all fit it?
So the company is based out of Southern California. I actually work remotely from home, and I'm in Colorado on the western side.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, we're really rural. The nearest big town is Denver, which is about six hours away. Salt Lake's,
oh my gosh,
6 hours the other direction. Yeah, we're middle of nowhere, but we have a lot of hot spots.
That's kind of how Lubbock is, except, I mean, we're almost 250. We're right at 250,000 people, but
wow,
we're pretty much
wow.
We're 6 hours from Dallas, 6 hours from San Antonio, 6 hours, 7 hours from Austin, 5 hours from Albuquerque.
Yeah. Kind of nice, isn't it?
Kind of, except when you're traveling.
Absolutely. Absolutely, and I, from being, I've lived near bigger cities, I miss Trader Joe's in the worst way.
Right.
We don't have one anywhere near us. 6 hours. We could go 6 hours. At Hot Springs looks good, too. We don't have anybody there either. So yeah, either one, we can definitely move you over, move your business as you move.
Okay.
So
what's the
Brian.
Process from here first as far as getting it set up, and then we can work on the web, you know, whenever, I guess, but.
You bet. So what I'll do, let me grab a couple screens open here, and I'm going to close that listing for Lubbock so that it doesn't go anywhere. I had it paused, which means everybody's kind of waiting with their toe on the starting line just in case. Then they resume calling. So I'm just going to tell them they can go on to something else that I found you. Let's see. Grab that. There we go. Okay. Now they will move on to other pastures and leave us alone. Okay. And then, so what I'll need to do is gather some information from you. We'll get billing set up today. We'll get your onboarding call set up and just keep everything rolling from that point. Sound good?
Yep.
All right. And your first name, is it Brian?
It is.
Okay. And what's your last name, Brian?
Davis, D-A-V-I-S.
I always have to ask about the spelling of the first name. I went to school with a Brian, but it was B-R-Y-O-N, I think. No,
yep.
B-R-Y-O-N. So I've always, and my name is spelled not normal for the name Gail. So I'm always sensitive to that. And then, Brian, on the credit card, I'm sorry, what was that?
I frequently have people spell it Brain instead of Brian.
Oh, now that drives me crazy. There's no way that spells Brian. I mean, I don't like typos anyway, but in names, it really drives me crazy. I have a lot of strange name spellings in my family, too, so it's just, I don't know, something we've always been conscious of, I guess. Or maybe it's just because I've got a touch of OCD when it comes to typos. And then on the card that you're using today, Brian, does your middle initial appear there or no?
Let me make sure. It's just spelled Brian Davis.
Okay, perfect. And then what's your email address, Brian?
Email is A as in Apple, B as in Victor, I-N-N, which obviously is short for Audio Video Innovations.
Okay.
123@yahoo.com.
You said 123?
123@yahoo.com.
Let me read that back to you. Broke up just a little bit in between. AVINN123@yahoo.
That's right.
Okay, perfect. Sorry about my pup barking there. We've got a 1-year-old, and he is full of you know what and vinegar.
Yep.
He's a bird dog, and we haven't had him outside quite enough lately. So he's got some pent-up energy.
Yep.
All right, Brian, I'm going to send you 2 emails. The first one is informational. It's on our dashboard and analytics, the area that I mentioned. You'll be able to log in, check your clicks and calls and so on. And then the second one I'm going to send you, let me adjust it with your discounts here. Perfect. The second one is the exact price and package I quoted you. I want you to have that in writing. So that one's on its way. And then for phone number, I've got 806-438-5432. Is that also cell and? Okay, perfect. And is that also business line?
Yes, yeah, it is.
Okay.
It's my number.
I don't know anybody in recent history that I've talked to that's had 2 different phone numbers. Everybody's using cell phone these days.
Yeah, the only people use those still are either for their alarm or for a fax machine.
Oh, sure. Well, gosh, even the fax machine's got to be about gone the way of the dinosaur, hasn't it?
Pretty much, yeah.
Wow.
Still a few times.
Wow, interesting. It's been forever. I use an online fax service, which I don't know why, because it could be emailed now, but, and then I've got, are you at 3001 22nd Street in Lubbock?
That's correct.
All right. And that, I assume that's a home address?
Yeah, I do not have a storefront.
No worries. So what I'll do is I'm going to put a note on here for our tech when they set up your Google business profile to omit the address. Google, no more than we or you probably, want just the general public knowing where you live. So it's not a requirement that we publish it. You'll still show up on the map as a pin in the general area, but not close enough that some crazy could come and find where you actually live. So, address. Perfect. And then I've got audio, video, innovation, plural. Is there an Inc. or an LLC behind that?
No.
Okay. Got it. Perfect. Let me update that. Double check a couple things here. I've got to do a couple checkoffs on my end. Little click boxes. And then services. So we're going to say primarily audio and visual, audio video.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm going to say
home theater.
Oh, perfect.
And
okay.
Whole house system.
All right. TV mounting.
Right. TV installation maybe would be a better way to.
Okay. All right. Got it.
And
wiring
for I'd say for network
okay.
Enabling.
You're talking like computer networking, right?
I'd say network. You might word it as working cabling.
Okay. There we go. Perfect. Any others?
Well, I can't really mention, like I said, cameras, alarm systems. I'm under a
gotcha.
Light, so.
No worries. I know how that goes. I know you can bring them up later on, though. That's what I would do.
Yeah.
If somebody wants it and I'm able to do it, I mean, yeah. So that's just between me and you, and that's enough. We'll leave her there.
Right.
No, my dad was an electrician. I get it. I absolutely get it. He did stuff off of company time all the time. He wasn't supposed to do it, but, you know, he was able, and nobody got hurt that I know of. So.
Yeah,
all right. So let's go ahead and set up your onboarding call. So we like to do this as soon as your schedule allows because it's what really kicks off the work that we'll be doing. So well, today is pretty well shot, isn't it? I guess we're looking at tomorrow. So I've got openings tomorrow. Let me see. Looks like almost every hour on the hour, starting at 9 o'clock, going to... Looks like 3 o'clock would be the last availability for tomorrow.
And what is this for?
This is for your onboarding call with our tech. So we block out an hour for the call. It typically only takes 25 to 30 minutes, and you don't have to be in front of a computer for it. So if it's something that you want to do on the fly, you can do that too.
Okay. Yeah. Let's say How about 10:30?
I have to do it at the top of the hour. Can we do 10 or 11?
Yeah, 10 would be fine.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. I know it's sometimes a little odd. They've got a very set schedule over on that side. All right, so I'm going to set up a calendar appointment, and then in just a moment, I'll have another email on its way to you. Build that here real quick. Yeah, you said 10 o'clock. Okay, I had to double check. I thought I was inputting it wrong for just a second there. All right, that's looking good. One more double check of that. Okay, that email is on the way to you, Brian. So the subject line is local splash CIE. And when that arrives, if you could open it up at the calendar appointment, there'll be a yes, no, maybe option. If you'd please hit the yes, I would appreciate it. Did it make it to you?
It did.
Awesome.
This is telling me about the quoted pricing. Is that the one?
Oh, nope. This one, the subject line says local splash CIE. And it's a strange internal code.
Oh, there it is. Okay. Just came through.
Perfect.
That'll be, wait, you have this down as between 8 to 9.
It's worth it. Oh, okay. That's specific time. Yep.
Okay.
So hopefully it'll convert when it goes into your calendar.
I'll manually put it in.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. All right, awesome. And a couple more fill-ins here. I don't think I... No, you're not on Facebook, are you, Brian?
You know, I am, but I've not done any of my business on there.
Okay. No worries.
I have a love-hate relationship. And frankly, I have a love-hate relationship with Google, but if they're going to be successful, I might get over that, but...
I hear you. I know. Every once in a while, I'll catch myself going, they really know a lot. I mean, I'll be talking about Google, and of course, my phone sits next to me. Everybody does. And before I know it, my phone is talking back, asking me what I want when I didn't want it at all. I was talking to somebody about it, and it heard me, I guess. It was eavesdropping. So, kind of funny sometimes.
The first time it happened, I really got freaked out. I was at a party with some friends who were talking about doing a movie night and then do cooking after the show. The show was about a chef.
Okay.
And literally 5 minutes later, the date was in my calendar. And a friend of mine was really good at that. And I looked at her, I go, wow, you're really good. How'd you do that? She goes, I didn't do that. Not said.
Wow. Okay. That would have probably freaked me out too. Yeah, absolutely. Oh my. And then, Brian, do you prefer we contact you by text, phone, or email, or are all of those okay?
All of them are okay. Obviously, we'll need to get better at this if we're going to do this, but I prefer text or phone over email.
You got it. You know, and it doesn't sound so strange at all. A lot of people are moving away from email. In fact, I never use email anymore except for work, but the only thing that goes there is junk mail. I mean, I've got email accounts I haven't checked in months because there's just never anything there. So just kind of I never thought it would go that way, but it's definitely going that way. So not strange at all. Kind of going the way of the fax machine.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you this, and this is part of what I'm, before we go forward. So I'm looking up your reviews saying, from your email you sent me, and it says, the Local Splash's pay-per-click program. So am I, once I'm paid this $1.99, I'm not paying any more per click.
No, you are not. No. So there is, because we're partnered with Google and Facebook, we can do pay-per-click campaigns, but yours is not that. No, yours is strictly the local getting you on that map section. So the pay-per-click is, if you're looking at that first page of Google, it's what sits right above the map section, and it says add right in front of it. So yes, we can do pay-per-click, but yours isn't that. So no,
okay.
Yours is that flat $1.99.
Okay, if I wanted to monetize the website at some point to, give me benefit from that, whether I'm have equipment on there that maybe, we sell, and that advertiser would, pay me to put it on there. Is that kind of how that works?
It would be more like we would write and run ads that would appear above you on the map section, but for your business, and in one way, shape, or form, driving traffic through those ads. So we could use whatever keywords you like in that instance. Like if you had, regular equipment for sale, we could use that type of keywording, and they can run for a short term or a long term. It's entirely up to you and very flexible. So certainly.
But that kind of ad campaign, just like I see all over the place where, you can either click on the regular website or you can click on the one that says ads above it. And that person who is advertising that, they're going to get some kind of monetary compensation per click. Is that correct?
So the ads that we would run for your business would actually, if someone clicks on them, would cost you. So usually those ads, the Google ads that sit above the map, are right around $10 per click on average.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, then that's fine. For now, I definitely don't want to do that. That's part of the Angie's List thing that I'm sure you know this, but, the way they explained it to me was, yes, here's your sign-up fee. I think it was a $2.89 per year. And then per click was between $10 and $180, depending on what the job. Yeah.
That's gone up even from the last time I heard. Holy cow.
I was like, I understand if you get, I don't want to have, 10 clicks and I only get one of those jobs.
Yeah, no, that doesn't work in anybody's world. It's not when you're paying by the click. No way. Well,
right.
And I've heard that a lot of the leads are just completely bogus. And then, something that always rubbed me the wrong way too was, what's that?
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, something that always rubbed me the wrong way was that they would send them out to your competitors. I mean, they're charging all three or four.
Not only do they send it out to their competitors, they actually have another business that does this for all businesses, and you're competing against them.
No kidding. What is that company?
Home Advisor is part of that. That's their, so there's Angie and then there's Home Advisor. And then as a business, I can join that network, which is different from me just getting advertised things, as kind of like a little bit what y'all are doing, where my name's always going to be at the top or whatever. But so, as soon as I got approved, I did get a call. I got a text and I think an email. I called immediately to that number because I thought, well, I must have been approved and all that. And so I went, called the person. It wasn't, I left a voicemail. A little while later, I got an email with a different number, which was a local number. I called, got a voicemail. The lady did call me back, and I've contacted, we were supposed to meet today. She was closing on her house today. I've called her four times. I've texted her and called her to say, you know, initially she did call me, and then we set up an appointment. I have not talked to her since, and I can't reach her. And it, you know, it's to mount PTs.
Oh, wow.
And so that was, I feel like it's legitimate that she was a real person, but I don't know, I don't really understand why if she would have, since she told me, yeah, if you could do it on Thursday and, you know, I'm closing on the house Wednesday, you know, why, unless something's happened to her, God forbid, but,
right.
I can't imagine her not wanting to do a follow-up and go, hey, are we still on to do the install?
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Wow.
So that's kind of weird.
Wow. It is. It does sound a little off to me.
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
my goodness. Anyway. Well, like I said, your spidey senses were good at work.
Yep.
All right. So I am to the billing page. So does your company name also appear on the card that you're using today, or just your personal first and last?
On this one, it's just my name.
Okay. And then I assume the phone number attached to that billing on that credit card is the same as your cell?
Correct. Billing, phone number, address, all that's the same.
Perfect. And then Visa, Master, MX, or Discover today, Brian?
It's a Discover.
All right. And I'm ready for those digits when you are.
Okay. And again, I'm being charged $99 for, like, initial fee and then $199 a month. Is that right?
Correct. So today is going to be the $199 for your first month and then the one-time $99 setup fee. So $298 for a total today.
Okay. That sounds good. All right. The number, if you're ready.
I'm ready.
6011-0066.
Uh-huh.
5449.
Okay.
5895.
All right. And then the expiration, please.
02/27.
And then last but not least, security code.
990.
Okay, let me update that, and then I will go ahead and send this through.
Matt,
yeah.
So let's, you know, obviously I'm going to try this out for a month and see how it works and how it goes and all that. If I do decide, yeah, this just didn't really do much for me, what is the cancellation policy and how does that work?
Yeah, good question. So you can cancel upon 3 days' notice. I'm going to ask you, though, to give us a chance to get programming done.
Yes.
So timeline to get programming all done, get everything over to Google. And this is, I don't want to waste your money. It takes us about 30 to 45 days to get you on that first page. So we are entering into month two. But we know if we only programmed for a month, we would only be partially done. And it'd be a complete waste of your money, and I don't want to do that. So, yeah, I'm going to ask that you give us a try at least for 2 months. Fair enough?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
perfect. All right.
But I should so, getting, I may get calls anyway, just.
Oh, yes.
Without a website, correct?
Yes, yes. Actually, quite a few of our clients do see results sooner. So, certainly, it's not a given that it's going to be a full 45 days, but I would plan on it just in case. But yeah, a lot of our folks do see results a lot sooner.
Okay.
All right. So now there's one more email on the way to you, Brian. This one starts, the subject line says, oh, let me think, they changed it on us. Local splash initial invoice is what that one should say. And then sometimes it takes a minute to get through the system. So what I'll do is I'll do the voice verification. So the voice verification is, oh, perfect. The voice verification, which I have to read to you anyway, is a duplicate of what you've got there. But I'll need you to click on the link, well, maybe a paragraph or two in, that says click here to accept. And then it'll ask you to type your name in a little box. I'll let you concentrate on the typing before I flood you with more.
It shows my phone number. That's correct. The price, local bundle, cancellation. Okay. I certify that I'm authorized holder. And then I'm going to sign. Can I just type my name out?
Yes.
Okay.
And then once you hit submit, it should take you to a login screen. And you won't have the login credentials yet, but they'll get those to you tomorrow during your onboarding call.
Okay.
All right. Did it work for you? Perfect.
Yep.
Let me just make sure it updated over here. Beautiful. It came through. Thank you. So then we'll do the voice verification, and then you're all set. So the voice verification outlines the services that we're going to provide for you. It is recorded, and it's attached to your file as an added form of protection for you, and it is required of us as Google partners. So in order to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, please state the full name of your business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Audio, Video, Innovations.
Thank you. And please state your name and title within the business.
Brian Davis, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
So what that one means, I know a lot of people kind of get hiccup there. It doesn't mean you can't do other online marketing. Someone just told me about a week ago that they're using TikTok for their business. I've never been, so I can't imagine using it for business. It's what the young kids use. But
it's
things like that.
Sure.
So, yeah, so we can tie it all in. All right. And then your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged on today's date, July 27th, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $298, the breakout of which is $199 for your first month and a one-time $99 setup fee. Going forward, your next monthly payment will be a flat $199, which is a true flat rate. There are no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. This is a recurring payment that will take place again on the 27th of each month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to the billing date after September 27th. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you. And any last questions for me before I let you get going? It sounded like you had an activity with your kids you were trying to get to.
I do. It's one question. So on the email you sent me,
yes.
I don't remember which one. I think the one that said click here. That number
okay.
There, 877-635-6225, that's the number. Call if I have any issues.
Yes, that's our main switchboard line. So whomever you reach at that phone number, you can either ask for me and they'll send it right over to me, or you can ask for customer service or your tech. I don't know the name of your tech that you'll sit with tomorrow, but if you tell them you need to talk to your tech, then they can route you over there too.
Perfect.
All right. Well, congratulations, Brian, and welcome aboard. We're glad to have you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You bet. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you, Gil.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.